Yeah, we
Well,
don't see.
we're not.
We're
So
yeah,
yeah,
we
we
didn't
need
really
to
either. Anybody else on?
Nope.
Keep your eye on it. We don't have to wait for people to show up online so we
Do I
can
have to? I don't see it recording video or anything.
move your mouse. It's
Oh, there it
recording
is. I
up
see it.
top and the video is right there. Yep.
Now the L's on.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. We'll call to order Somerset Domestic Water Works water meeting. What's the date? 3/9/26 at 6:01 p.m. Attendees, Steve Lacrosse. Everybody can go run the room.
Black Camp.
Nick Munier.
Christine Gilchrist.
Ken Sickler.
John Malacher.
Tanya Henderson.
Okay, first thing we need to do, we ain't got many things on the agenda, but approve everybody. You guys get a chance to read the minutes from the February 2nd, 26 minutes.
Yes.
I think to you.
Yeah, so for future reference, I think we should have a title here saying, because there's nothing on here saying that these are minutes for a meeting of a
right.
particular date. So okay. normally there's a title at the top that says meeting minutes from the date.
I can add that before I add it to the website.
And there should be a book in there, too, that we need to be filing them all in case somebody comes in and verbally wants to see them, too.
Okay.
I think there's a book in there that's supposed to be, and if not, we'll get them and start doing them just so we have hard copies. So I make a motion, if that's all we got, I make a motion to approve the February 2nd, 2026 minutes.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Oh, yeah, we do have a quorum, just so that's clear. Treasurer's report.
Actually got year-end. I want to just bring everybody today. Got year-end completed and done. The only thing I have to do is I want to do a GO review before I finalize it. So what I have here is a draft. It's a physical copy for that. I just have some questions about some allocations of expenses that I'm not quite familiar with. But it's been reconciled back to the bank. It's just a placement where it goes on the GL. Next one I did was I just went on and printed February as of today. That's all in check. I don't think I have much to go over with anybody on that. But if I see anything when I do the review of the year end, I'll let you know and bring it up to you all individually to see what your thoughts are. And then, but then that's good to go. And then the only other thing was what I was just talking Terry went about was I need to, what's it called again? An exemption of audit for taxes this year. I wasn't familiar with that. I'm used to filing taxes. So I've been educated on that, and I'll get that done in the next couple of weeks before April 15th. And then we should be good with all of our year-end stuff.
Okay.
Okay.
Do we actually have... this is what March something. Do we actually have ending bank accounts
for March?
No, for February.
Yes, if you look at the P&L,
that
it'll show you the balances up at the top. Yes,
okay.
That was the ending balance for that,
and that's
as of February,
February 28th.
It's correct.
Okay, so this is saying. United Business Bank, that's who we bank with. The Capital Reserve, we got $27,679.99. In the checking operating account, we got $46,746.66.
Correct.
So that's what we have previous right now. Total says it's $74,426.65.
Yes. Okay. You guys want to see it or not? Yeah, Mike, the one you're looking at, the year in. Okay, I didn't. Try not to burn so many trees.
Next on the agenda, we've had two board members resign. I've got their resignations right here. You guys want to see them? I called Ann Terry at the SDA to verify Thomas Tullio's, and she said to verify it came from his email. I did, and she said that's totally acceptable. We don't have to vote or do anything. He's resigned.
He didn't even sign it.
He didn't have to because it came from his email. That's what she said. Just make sure that it came. And there's a whole history of correspondence between him from that email. She said that's good enough. Eddie's, you can't hardly read, but you can kind of briefly make it out. But he handed me that in person. So we can make copies and make sure we get those filed because we'll have to.
And my takeaway is to get them off the board members list on DOLA and then update that transparency sheet. They probably shouldn't update the transparency one until
the website,
until you get replacements.
Right.
So, I mean, I can remove it from the website, but we still got to file it with DOLA again.
You got questions, Nick?
We don't accept these or anything. Right.
We don't have to vote on it, she said. We don't have to make a motion. We don't have to accept them. They've resigned. There's a resignation and they're off the board.
But we do need to go to the community and start accepting self-nominations.
We can, but per SDA, we don't have to even do that. We don't have to advertise. We don't have to do anything. We just have to, as a board, agree and appoint two people. Okay. According per SDA,
I think we should make it, the community aware, and it, so that everybody who is interested has an opportunity to come to a board meeting and put their case forward at very least. And if we have filled out nomination forms, that's fine. If not, then if it's not required,
I can post it on the webpage in the post office in the door. Like, are you interested? And then. Tell me a date, the next meeting, and then have them come on that day.
Yeah, we're scheduling another meeting for Thursday. So we got till Thursday.
Yeah, if we Thursday. So Monday, we got to get that posted. Post that as soon as possible. And if you have the documents, I can print it and post it. And then post online and maybe in the Facebook community group.
If we want to get it posted, you need to send me an agenda. I'll try to do it real quick tomorrow so we can get it out on Wednesday for the 24-hour thing,
I've got some things I got to do in the morning, depending outcome of the rest of this meeting. And as long as we get it posted by tomorrow afternoon, we'll be okay for Thursday.
I just got
the main thing is for the next couple things on here.
Yeah, we didn't have a meeting soon.
But I do just want a quick note that, in my opinion, it was put out there for people interested the last time for over 3 weeks. And the only people that showed interest or applied, except for a couple people that all pulled theirs at the time because of what was going on. The only other people that showed interest, we put on the board.
Yeah.
So I don't personally think we're going to get anybody, but well, to satisfy you, we can do that for a few days and then see if we get anything.
I just think it's the right thing to do. Right. Because there were people who did pull their nominations and because of the drama that was happening as the.
And I think that we should concentrate on people that have showed interest and 90% of the time show up at the board meeting.
Yeah, and we can extend the invitation to the following meeting, just not this week, just to make sure if there is anybody, giving them an opportunity. I know what you mean, Nick. But
what do you think, Mike?
I mean, I could go either way. I could wait. I know these guys want to get in.
Somebody, I had a hand up back there.
Steve, myself and Ken both pulled ourselves nominations to give Thomas a chance to do it.
Right, I remember that.
And
so I'll just make it a quick agenda point, and I'll do my best to get to it tomorrow afternoon. You might be posting it Wednesday morning, or I'll be here Wednesday. I can stick it on the in the post office in the morning and here in the morning. But I really got a commitment tomorrow. I got to get it finished.
That's right. So right. If we get it up there Tuesday, Wednesday, and we have a meeting Thursday, it gives a few people a chance to look.
Yeah, if we get it there by lunch on Wednesday, I think we're fine.
I just don't want to drag things out.
No, no.
If I'm going to leave town next weekend, I want to try to get our shit done.
I'm not saying to drag it out for weeks. I don't think that that's a good idea. I just want to give anyone who is interested in the community an opportunity to at least put their name in the ring.
Okay. Well, we'll go that way for right now then. So first thing on the agenda then is I've got elect board members. So our treasurer has resigned, so we got to get that one replaced with who we got at the moment so we can get somebody else on the bank account, because right now I'm the only one.
Mm-hmm. And we don't need a vice president, right?
I was told we don't. We've had them in the past. Eddie says, swears up and down that and Terry says we do, but I can't find anywhere in that SDA manual that says that we actually as a board have to have a vice president. We only need president, treasurer, and I believe the secretary. And we have secretary, we have a president, unless you guys don't like it, and we gotta get a treasurer. So I'm just going to ask who would like to be a treasurer.
I have interest in being the treasurer. I think that that's something that I can do. I'll put my name in the hat for that.
Do I get a second on that?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. You can't vote for yourself.
I know. I did your second.
So, okay. So, Nick's officially going to be our new treasurer. Also, I need to get somebody else added to the bank account. So I think the treasurer and the president should be those.
Yeah, we also need to remove if they're still on the bank account, they need to be removed.
I've got from the day I got that resignation, when I found it, I put a temporary block on it. That's just on the online stuff. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to put in the minutes that we have to remove. The only two I believe that it's on it right now, and she has access, but she can't do anything.
Yeah, but as far as like the paperwork go, I do consent, but you're a signer, and Thomas was a signer, so we'll have to
We need a motion to remove Thomas, and Eddie wasn't on any of the bank stuff.
We approved to put him on, but we never ever were able to get together to get that done. So he hasn't been put on. So we need a motion to remove Thomas Tullio from the bank accounts, and we need to approve to add Nick Mounier. Did I say that right?
Mounier,
of
course,
onto the bank account. Do I get a second?
Second.
I made a motion, I guess.
Yeah. Can I vote to put myself on the bank account?
Well, I mean, if he does first and I do second, then you're good.
You can't vote.
Oh, I can as secretary.
You can't vote.
Well, then I guess you need to get somebody.
You're not actually a board member. So I make a motion.
I second it.
Okay. All in favor? Aye. All right. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you can vote yes or no.
I'm just gonna abstain from voting because it's myself. So
that passes. She's put on here because on the last meeting during the deal, designate an individual to manage the community building use. Nick, you've not really talked about that before, but you've talked about dealing with people instead of everybody trying to get involved and whatnot. But does anybody want to be in charge if, like, people do want to rent a building, or we're going to let somebody use the building, or is that something that
I think we even need? Yeah, I think that that can just be part of the office manager's job, because it's not something that's going to happen hardly ever. I mean, it could happen maybe around a holiday or something, but it's not like something that's going to happen every week and it's going to take a bunch of time.
Right.
So I think that that responsibility can fall under the office manager with the current workload.
Get a hold of Christine, and she has any doubts, she can reach out and get us somebody to agree to it, but get all the details and stuff.
Get all the details. You're okay with that? Them. And then and get approval from a board member of some kind saying, hey, this is what this person wants to do, and I need to sign off on it. And that way a board member doesn't have to
communicate with
the public directly about
You're it. You're all right with that?
Yep.
I like it.
Man. I'll put it under the manager fee, not the accounting fee. How's that?
only requests are made on Wednesdays between 10 and 2. And I was right. So, the last thing on the agenda, updates on SGM engineering and grants. So, I've got all these notes and stuff here. So the engineers came over, did their walkthrough. They were pretty happy with the way everything went. They went back, discussed it, and wrote down a whole bunch of notes. I had a meeting with them on Thursday last week, I believe. There was a lot to take in. So I'm just going to do the best I can. They pretty much told me that our treatment plant doesn't treat the water quality that Somerset wants. There's a lot of things that the treatment plant actually isn't designed to do. So I said, okay.
Yeah.
I said, what's our options? They told me we have the two major biggest problems is the treatment plant itself and the inlet down at the river. They said that they basically wouldn't concentrate on the filtration system. I can't call it a POND because I still don't know what I'm supposed to call it, but they said they wouldn't worry about that because their recommendation will treat that contaminants if the board approved to do it. They do want to concentrate on trying to put in a proper inlet directly into the river like we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
So when we can pull directly to the river, we can, and we don't have to be trying to thaw out pipes and run pipes on top of the ground. They just said that's just not a good thing to do. And the other is to concentrate on the treatment plant. So I'm going to just kind of jump around here on my notes.
Mm-hmm.
Taking the oxbow tank, they said that, yes, it would help, but it's a temporary type fix.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to really do anything for the source of our problem. And I got a whole bunch of other notes I wrote down here. So basically what they want to do is first steps is they want to design the system. They want to determine what kind of cost is going to be involved, and which they've recommend two different ways of doing it. One's called an ion exchange, and the other is called a reverse osmosis. In their opinion, reverse osmosis is going to be the best way to go because it's going to take out everything that the treatment plant can't take out now. But Kurt's not on yet. He was going to try to get on.
No, we're the only ones.
Let's go to participants.
We're the only ones.
No, there's no one.
Okay.
I've been watching in case
of. So I have talked to Kurt briefly. He agrees, he likes it, but he's kind of concerned that if the state's going to approve it or not, but you would think the engineers would work with the state to know if they're going to do that or not. I didn't get involved because I didn't know this, but he said reverse osmosis is going to give you pure water. And he said pure water will do whatever it can to find the minerals and stuff to get back within itself. I didn't quite understand that, but
yeah.
So he's concerned about our copper issues. And if we're getting pure water and it's trying to find copper, it will get higher content than what we're dealing with now. That's how Kurt kind of explained it to me. So I'm going to have to talk to the engineers a little more about that. But they want direction from us whether to move forward and start designing and find out what the cost is going to be. The OJT grant, I'm going to jump to the OJT grant quick. It's still available. And they really want to give the money to Somerset. But we need to figure out and we need to move and we got to get an application in. Bottom line. I have a whole bunch of lists on the other side that I'll jump into. The engineers have reached out to them directly, which no one really gave them direction to do that, but they did say there was 150 to 200,000 available, and they would really like to give it to Somerset. And there's really not a whole lot of restrictions to that grant. So we could use part of that money for the engineering costs. But they're saying, so we got to decide, the OJT people want us to put in order, and I've said this before, categorize what's most important. But I got to get with Stephanie too and talk to her about this and the engineering people, because if we do decide to go with reverse osmosis, if the state proves it and all that, that's going to eat up all that money plus more. We already know this, but the engineers wouldn't give me even a ballpark figure because they didn't want to give me any numbers that were false. Yeah. So I wrote some notes down here. So the things that we were going to put in place before their recommendation, I guess, was the pressure differential in the tank up there. And I talked to them about that. They said, yeah, it's good. It will help with back flush and will help keep Kurt's job easier. So basically what that does is it will automatically detect when the filters are getting full, and it will flush the back system by itself. they pretty much told me it's all that's really going to do for us is a convenience for Kurt that he doesn't have to monitor that. The bad thing is it won't do anything to help the root cause of our problems. So that was one thing we were going to put on the differential or on the OCHA cheat grant. So again, the main valves were on there to replace the main valves. Yeah, it's good for maintenance, but again, it doesn't do anything for our problems.
Mm-hmm.
The security cameras, yeah, it's good for violence. Again, doesn't do nothing for our water or vandalism, I mean, but it doesn't do anything for our water. The lightning prevention that we had, that we were going to ask for, I think that's good. It could possibly, if it does lightning, they say never hits twice, but some people say it's been hit before. So if it did get hit before and it blew out our computer system, we're going to be a bit trouble.
Mm-hmm. Do we have insurance for that?
Insurance covers it.
I know, but still, I think that's one thing that we should maybe keep on the list.
Yeah, that one seems a higher priority than the other ones.
But if the insurance covers it, but if it blows up the system and if the lightning hits it and it doesn't hurt the system, if it blows up the system, we're out of water.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know for sure because I'm not an engineer or anything.
Yeah, and that's why I think
if lightning hits this prevention system and it saves our system and we continue to have water.
Yeah, no, and that's why it's a higher priority. Kirk having to do more work, the valves is a maintenance thing. But if we lose water in town for any period of time, and you know, the community,
yeah, it could take a week for them to fix it, yeah, or maybe longer.
Yeah,
I don't know. So,
I do think that that's the higher priority one right now.
What do you think on that one?
I'm with that.
Okay, so another one was the pits and the meters. Yeah, it's good for updating the system and maintenance, but again, does nothing to fix our water issues. And the last one I got here is the Oxbow tank. It says, the good thing about it is it'll help for temporary water usage and problems. It will add extra, it could possibly add extra costs to for treatment. The bad thing is, doesn't help for long-term solutions.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all things that I went through with the engineer, and we need to decide which way we want to direct the engineers. They're waiting for our decision before we move forward.
So it sounds like we need more information for the reverse osmosis system. We need a little more information on that before moving forward on anything there. But the intake, working on the intake and improving the systems down by the river, that's something that sounds beneficial. Like, we can't always pull from the river because of Muddy Creek, but
no, and they've also said that our system that we got up there is more capable of handling and producing the water that Somerset uses. It's perfectly fine system. But if we can keep the plant from working harder than it needs to, mm-hmm, or adding in more chemicals than we need to, and we can pull directly from the river when the river's good and we know it's good. But when we know the river's not good, we can still go through the other inlet and let it filter through and still do what it does. And then it's just going to be with the water that we have,
right,
when the water's bad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, better water in, better water out, for sure.
So, but they're wanting direction so we can actually contact the OJT people and put a list together of what priorities we want first so we can actually get an application started. Because I don't know how long that's going to take.
Yeah.
And the engineers, I think the reason why they reached out to him is because they just want to make sure that they're going to get paid.
Yeah.
To do their stuff.
So their number. Sorry.
You got a question, Ken?
So they're not addressing the pond issue at all. They're saying to inlet and take the water from the river. But our issue is with the ponds.
That's where we all believe our issues with the hard water and I had a note there somewhere. What's that white stuff called? Calcium and stuff. We believe that's where it's coming from. But they said if we go with this other system, we don't have to worry about that because it'll take it up. So they said don't spend a bunch of money on digging it out, relining it, putting in all the filtering system. In their opinion, that's just because if it gets contaminated again, you're just going to be in the same situation. So basically, that's another temporary fix. No one knows how it got in there. Who knows if it's going to happen again? So they're not concerned about that.
So
the engineers, anyway.
The engineers, like their recommendation is to put in the reverse osmosis filtration system.
That's what they've told me. Huh. But after talking to Kurt and then seeing, we might have to call the state and just, I want to talk to them first because I don't want to screw something up. Call the state and then get things, confused. But we go pay them a bunch of money to design all that, and then the state doesn't approve it, then we're out a whole bunch of money to the engineer.
How long would it take to get answers to those questions?
Your question is as good as mine. Okay. I can't answer that. I don't know.
What about the other option, the ion exchange they were talking about?
That they didn't talk a whole lot about it. They said that they pretty much do the same thing. They said the cost between the two wasn't going to be much different. They both cost about the same to put it in, but they lean towards the reverse osmosis, so I didn't really ask them a whole lot about the ion, how it worked. And that's probably my fault, but they only had an hour and we were trying to get through all this and I was trying to get as much information as I could within the time that I had.
Because we have a reverse osmosis system in our house and we have to replace those filters, some on the semi-annual, some annually. And we also have a separate filter that puts minerals back in after the reverse osmosis. So the operating costs, I would imagine, would be just as high. You're going to have to replace those filters quite often. And I don't know if you guys know how much they're going to cost for a system that big.
I personally have no idea.
There will always be, even with the ion exchange, there will always be, you're removing something from the water. You see, it's not staying in the water and then heading downstream. So there's always
a degree of
maintenance required, regardless of the system, to remove what is being removed from the water that we're processing.
If I understood it right, the way this would work would be similar to the same as our plant. That system would get backflushed and flush all those minerals back out of it. They didn't say there was going to be like changing filters and redoing it all the time. To me, it sounded like it would work just like our plant now. When it starts getting full, it would be backflushed and all that stuff would be pushed back out. But I could, that's what I believe.
Yeah,
I remember.
It is an important point,
but it's still a maintenance issue.
Yeah, it's an important point though. It's like, what are these systems' operating costs going to be once they're installed? And I know they can't give us a number, but if we get 200K from OJT and it's going to cost 500K to get it installed,
we still need to look for more.
Yeah, so that's a concern with just going for this, is how much money is in the account and what grants can we get?
There's another way to get money without grants also.
Okay. So what do you guys want me to do?
Well, we need to figure out if the state's going to approve something like that and do figure out if it's asking engineers or someone who's an expert if the water will pull more copper out of the pipes, and then we have a copper issue again. Because as far as my knowledge with how that chemistry works, that does make sense. Water has an empty spot on some of its atoms and it likes to connect to stuff. So I can see how that would make sense. I don't know if copper is what it wants to attach to, but I would like that question answered, because if this installing this gets us cleaner water, but then that water chemically is causing damage to the pipes or absorbing stuff from the pipes that is causing it to be dirty in a different way, then we have other issues. So I would like that concern that Kirk had to have a little more information. And then, yeah, operating costs. Because if it's so expensive to run that we have to raise everyone's water bill, then that's not a solution that I would want to pursue.
Maybe we can find that out before Thursday.
Yeah, we could talk about this again Thursday with whatever information, new information we have.
Yeah.
And if there's no new information,
something needs to be done.
Steve, I can tell you who to talk to and where to go from that. So.
Okay. As far as the engineering grant, or not the engineering grant, the OJT grant, excuse me. How do we want to prioritize that so we can at least get an application started?
Yeah,
we can start that process. I'll talk to Stephanie too again just to make sure. And if we have to call Cammy from OJT, I will. But I would like to get some things prioritized, so we can at least get that application started. Mm-hmm.
Well, I do think the engineer's recommendation is valuable. I think that if they're saying this is the best bang for our buck on the system, then that should be our priority. Lightning seems a higher priority because it has the potential to knock water.
I'm going to put it down the inlet to the river. As first.
Yeah, and depending on the conversations, the more information we get, then maybe
because the lightning ain't going to cost as much. Let's put the lightning prevention first.
Yeah, that seems like that could be an easy win that would improve the plant and protect our water and not be that expensive.
And then we'll do the inlet to river. Third, we'll do either reverse osmosis or the ice change. Yeah. Anybody know how to spell osmosis?
O-S-I-M-S? O-S-M-O-S? Or something. It might be S-I-S at the end.
That's all right. I can read my own writing.
Yeah, it's O-S-M-O-S-I-S.
S-I-S. Okay. There we go. Or the ion exchange. Either way they go, they said they both work. Mm-hmm. And the cost ain't going to be much difference either way as far as putting it into the system.
You can just put the variance in there in the application, give or take so much money, I can see.
And they still kind of wanted us to keep these other items on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, because
I mean,
the money's not there, but we can.
We'll put it on there and in the priority of some kind.
So which is the next priority? We had to, we either got replacement of valves, put in that differential.
The back flush the current filter seems like it would at least cause less overhead with Kirk's job.
Right.
So it'd make his job easier. Replacing
that part should be part of his contract, but it would make it easier. And then if it back flushes more often, it might give us better water for a little bit.
Yeah,
so I'll put that next. They did ask if they could put in for two grants instead of one. Which I don't know what that makes a difference. They wanted to put in one first to cover engineering costs to get this designed, and then put in a second one for the actual work. And I couldn't answer that question because I don't know if OJT will let us do that. Stephanie was going to reach out and just kind of see if that was something. My personal opinion, go for as much money, put down the things, and see what they come back with. That was my suggestion.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Works for me.
So we got the lightning, the inlet to the river, the reverse osmosis / ion exchange, preferred differential, and then we had security cameras and valve replacements. Some have been wanting to put security cameras for quite a long time because there was some vandalism or somebody ran into something up there one time.
I also think it's part of state law that it's got to be there. They've got to have the security system in place. Also, by prioritizing the river thing up there, I'm positive that anything you do in the river has got to be engineered by the Colorado Army, and that's expensive.
But they could go up. They've already engineered it once. So if we can get that information, I think Chuck is going to get that information to the engineer. The Corps of Engineers have already done it once, but it was a massive system. So we might be able to get it broke down in a little different and get it easier because they've already engineered it many, many years ago, but Oxbow choose not to spend the money to do it. But that would be, my opinion, that would be part of the engineer's responsibility to find out if all these other entities are going to approve that stuff. Not for us to chase, I would think, but I can ask them how that's all going to work.
Okay.
So we're going to remove the tank and the pipeline all together. Do you guys agree? Or do we still want... There's been some talk if we just take it off the grant for now and we just let Oxbow know that we will take the tank as long as they give us the pipe and place to store it. And as long as we have guaranteed from Oxbow that we never ever have to hook it up if we don't want to, and we won't be have to reclaim.
Yeah,
we'll just own the tank. It'll be there. It'll sit there. So when Somerset becomes Denver, and all these million-dollar houses out there, we could hook it up so we could give them water. So it would be like a 50-year thing, you know, forever we would own it, but we would never have to do anything with it. That was an option that I could ask them.
Yeah, I'm like down with that. Yeah, that doesn't cost us anything.
Yeah,
I just don't want to put it on there. Yeah, it might help for a couple months out of the year, and then, you know, but like the engineer said, it's basically another band-aid. And what we keep doing is putting band-aids on the system, but we're never really addressing the source.
Yeah.
Ken?
No, we don't own the land that the water treatment plant is on now, right?
We'll never own the land.
So is there going to be the same easement on that second tank?
Correct. That's what they've told me before. We'll have it forever. It's not a 100-year lease. It'll say forever.
It's also in the contracts when Oxbow finally is out of here that we take ownership of the treatment plant. It's the same way we don't get the land. We get, or not the treatment plant, the pump house.
Yeah.
That's already in place.
And that will be, again, a forever. They would like to give us the land and everything, but trying to, going through the county and everything, according to Ludlow, Mike, is that his name? Yeah. Mike Ludlow. He said, trying to, I don't remember, divide, what's that word when you try to subdivide property?
Yeah.
And he said it's just, the easiest way to do it is just give you a forever, forever easement, and whoever buys it knowing that, and they'll never be able to tell us to move it, shut it down, anything. So it's almost like owning it, but we just actually won't own the land, but they can't make us do anything that the stuff is sitting on right now,
mm-hmm.
which
I'm okay with that.
Sarah, sounds fair enough to me. So I'll talk to Oxbow.
That'll make Oxbow happy too.
Oh, my cameras are going off. So we got I think the pits and the meters, if because that's a whole nother can of worms that we've never dug into. I don't know that any of them are going to meet Gunnison County specs.
Mine doesn't.
So, if anything, I should at the very bottom, maybe we put valve replacement, or we just put in one valve replacement down at the other end of town with a proper blow off and everything on it. To make it easier, because it's at the very dead end of the line down there, and it would take everything. If you let enough water go down, it would flush everything down downhill, I think. But I'll put that on. I'll take off the pits and meters. And if we have to fix them, or if they sell
the house, pits and meters can just be the lowest priority. It doesn't hurt to have it on the list.
There's already a plan in place for replacing pits and meters.
That's really the house is good. So
it's there.
Yeah, let's keep that on the list, just lowest priority.
Well, I don't want to overwhelm them and put too many things on there either, because that's what Debbie did. It got rejected right away. So we got to think of that.
But we have five items.
We got one, two, three, four. We'll have six if we do the deal down there and the meter pits. So I'm going to put that valve and blow off.
So what do you think's wrong with that valve down there?
I've been told that it leaks. When you open it, and then you flush it or whatever, let the water go out, and then you close it off, it leaks until the calcium builds up and seals it. That's what I've been told. I haven't seen it, but it's the other valves all work, except for you said something by that one between Bill Stearns and yours
a big deal, because you got the valves here in town, which you can isolate the town a little bit more with that, but you've got at least three valves up at the mine that you can shut the whole town off with.
Yeah, if you had to.
And they're in good shape.
So I don't want to replace them all just to waste money. Just to replace them. I mean,
yeah,
if
we get to that on the priority list, we can prioritize which valves need it the most.
Correct. And then I'll just put pits and meters at the last one. And I think that's more than cover what the amount of money that we're going to get. So my direction is to talk to the engineer some more, get Stephanie working on this grant. She did just close out that last $26,000 grant that Debbie had gotten way back when. We finally got all that paid, and she's putting in for the final reimbursement back from DOLA. I think I'm supposed to get that letter tomorrow. I got to sign it, and then we can get that reimbursement. It's only going to be 50%, but we get half of it. So, yeah,
good.
So I'll get with Stephanie, give her this list. I'll get with the engineers, try to find out. I'll talk to them to see if I should talk to the state or whoever you're recommending that I talk to at least get some kind of input back on that.
Works for me.
Yep, sounds good. Get that information. Hopefully some more to talk about next meeting, but if not, then the meeting after that we should have.
Okay, so we're going to, everybody's good with trying to have a meeting on Thursday?
Yes.
Okay. And are we going to get a letter or something posted?
Cool.
So we can try to fill the rest of the board on Thursday?
Yeah, it can be part of the agenda. So
Is anybody else that wants on?
Like I said, everybody that has put interest in, and when Debbie put it all out there, the whole town, she sent everybody emails. The only people that were interested or even sent in nomination forms, we put on the board. And the couple, because of the drama and stuff that was going on and letting Thomas have a chance to get on, resigned.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are sitting here right now. Nobody else showed any interest or even did anything.
Yeah, so I just want to give everyone an opportunity.
We can give them 2 days, one more chance to step forward. And
well, like I said, if you nobody can always extend the invitation to, you know, say you have an interest. So
I have no interest in dragging it out very long.
No.
For SDA, I can make a motion and fill this board right now.
Right.
But Nick wants to give everybody a chance. That's okay.
We can make a decision on Thursday.
On Thursday.
What is that, 2 days
from now? We get anybody else that even...
Just get me an agenda by tomorrow evening, and then that way I'll just have it ready when I come in on Wednesday. I'll go post it.
All right. John?
Back to your kind of crazy report you had tonight. You guys got way too much money in your checking account. It's not earning any interest there. If you transfer it over, you're going to quadruple the interest you're making off of it.
Well, it's been fluctuating. I've had some big bills that we've had to pay. I got a check with the SGM on their walkthrough to see if they're going to wait for the grant before we pay them or if I got to pay them. But yeah, it has in the last month or so, it has climbed up a little bit, but it was fluctuating.
Right.
And everybody said, and it's only been around 40,000.
It's not only that, so, if you need the other money, you can always pull it back and switch it back. But where it's at now, it's not earning any interest.
Well, that was previous board's fault. They didn't get an interest checking account.
They didn't have an interest money market account either.
All right.
What else you got?
So we have 51,000? That's what it says. Yeah. Okay.
You should.
I think 40.
8 to 10,000.
No, at the end of February, we had 46,000.
What am I looking at?
Probably the year.
Yeah, you're looking at year-end P&L probably.
End of February, it was 46,746.
Well, I don't see that one. We're down, though. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there we go.
So,
as of the end of the year, it's not just for December. It's like the full year end is what right. I gave on the balance sheet and P&L.
So when we go down on Friday, we can move a little bit of that. I don't want to be 8,000 ain't enough because if one thing goes wrong, then
it's not fine. You just call the bank and tell them to switch it over.
Yeah,
it's earning interest in the other account. It ain't earning nothing in the ticket.
All right, Steve, is there anything else?
No, I think that's enough.
Any question, comments, or concerns from the community?
That was the last on the agenda.
I motion to adjourn the meeting.
Oh, hang on 1 second. Okay. So she's got adjournment, but. So last meeting that.
I did
remove that, so we don't have to discuss that.
No.
Okay.
When we did that final draft, I took it off there before I put it on the website.
Okay. I motion to adjourn the meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
I pass.
Okay, Thursday.
What time?
What time?